It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. And you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment on the Keystone Kickoff Show and is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and catering needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, we have the drawing coming up, beginning of quarter number four. We'll announce the winner of the two tickets from Labatt Blue for the Penn State versus Kent State game. We've got a lot of questions for you, Ross. Number one question, this, as always, that you pick will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com.
Yeah.
Get some sauces, rubs. See, I put it together there. Ross's. And a tailgate with honor apron. All right. We've done a purge. We've taken out a lot of questions. These are all
fresh
that we have. They're fresh. You're a couple weeks old. Are you ready, Ross?
I'm ready.
All right. Excuse me. Let's go to Keith in Greensburg.
I love that I'm ready, but you're not. Did you think I was going to, like, when you, so you said, are you ready, Ross? And then you went to take a sip of your coffee. Did you think
I was sure that's coffee?
Well, whatever it is. Did you think I was going to give, like, a longer, yes, Andy, I'm ready. Let's do it this week. And that would have given you enough time to drink your drink?
Andy, do you know what a foil is?
No.
Okay.
I was looking for 3 seconds to get rid of the tickle in my throat. Yeah.
Got it.
I need a little help.
I didn't know that.
I grabbed the cup. Teammate. All right. This comes from Keith.
That was good.
In Greensburg. Everyone says Zach Kuntz is too light to play much this year at tight end. On the other hand, he is a tremendous 6'7 athlete. With the new redshirt rules, do you foresee a scenario in a big game where Ricky Ronnie might put Kuntz in a goal line situation to catch a pass? I doubt there are many cornerbacks who can cover a 6'7 state hurdling champion on a jump ball. Interesting question, I thought.
I don't think so. They got four other tight ends that they're going to play, and Kuntz isn't one of them. I think not only does he still need to gain some size, I think he still needs to gain some strength. And, you know, it's a big adjustment. I think some guys come in as true freshmen and, like, they expect to play. And some guys are just kind of out there figuring it out. And he was an early enrollee, but I don't know. I don't know that he'll be ready to play because no matter – even if you're splitting a guy out, there's still a physical aspect of playing the position.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, you played wide receiver, but – did he make a lot of plays in high school just because he was such a freak compared to people? Or does he really know how to run routes and know the nuances? Like you watch like a Zach Ertz or a Jason Witten, they know how to get open.
Yeah, no, he was a freak. That was to answer your question about high school,
yeah.
It was because he was a 6'7 freak. All right, next question comes from Rob in Wall, New Jersey. I was at the New York State Fair looking for a beer tent and came across Labatt Blue. Of course, I had to get one because, you know, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
There you go.
My question for you guys is this. Is it Labatt or Labatt Blue Light? Which one?
You know, I should know this because I had some of a Labatt Blue last night, but I would need to do a taste comparison between both of them.
Well done, Ross. I see where this is going.
Yeah, I would say, though, typically, to try to keep my girlish figure, if it's between two beers like that, I would lean towards the light beer. Because if I'm going to have like a heavier beer, like I'm going to have like an IPA or like a Magic Hat number 9 or something like that, then I'm going to go for it, right? But if I'm going to have like a Labatt Blue, I would have a Labatt Blue Light probably because why not save the calories?
I mean, does this not feel like a live Keystone Sports Network taste test next week? Does it not feel like that? It's a natural. If anyone's out there listening that maybe has some Labatt that we know, maybe we bring some in and we actually get right to the root of it and we get a definitive answer.
All right, let's keep moving on. This is from Kyle in Dover, Delaware. He said, hey, guys, awesome job each and every week. And with all the beer and food sponsors, I always feel like I need to eat and drink more when the show is over. My question is, a few weeks ago, I was feeling better about the prospect of the defense being pretty good. But with Buchholz, Brown, and Bowen now out, and with reports of other guys who are banged up, I'm wondering if the defense will be able to get enough work to hold up to stop any of the big teams once we come around to them. With that said, using the roster and what you think, who are a couple of guys up front that you think are run-stopping and have the capacity when PSU plays Ohio State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin?
How about Pitt in week two?
Yeah.
Pitt, forget about Pitt.
Pitt's going to try and run the ball right down their throat.
Yep, right at them.
And their quarterback runs pretty well, too. Windsor is a good against the run. I think Yitor Gross-Matos, he's got the physique, certainly be good against the run. Sharif Miller can as well. Givens is kind of a different player against the run, and we're going to find out about the backups. And we're going to find out, really, about Shaka Toney as a run defender. We haven't seen him before. I mean, they need him to play. They need him to play a lot, and they need him to be able to play against the run well with the defections they've had, you know, with those three other guys out. Almost makes you wonder if they thought about putting Micah Parsons at the end or back at the end for certain snaps a little bit, just on obvious passing downs, but you don't want to overload him mentally either.
Yeah, and one step further, if you're Pitt or you're any of the other big boys and you look at this defense and you see Koa Farmer and Cam Brown at outside linebacker, and you see Jan Johnson, who's getting better but is still kind of figuring out at middle linebacker, that is not – a particularly big front seven with all that Ross talked about. I think that the more that we get closer to this Pitt game, I think Pat Narduzzi and his coaching staff, I think you know what their game plan is going to be on offense. I think it's going to be a really good matchup for Penn State early in the season, a great test.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, Penn State fans, at the beginning of quarter number four, we're going to announce the winner for the Kent State game of the two Labatt Blue tickets. But we continue with your questions. Ross, you ready?
I'm ready. I don't think we've had a really good one yet, to be honest with you.
All right.
So maybe the purge, maybe we shouldn't purge anymore.
Okay. This Andrew. One comes from John, Jim Purge. John in Defiance, Ohio.
Teammate. Wasn't he the guy?
Teammate.
All-knowing Ross. Do you foresee this offense having slow starts in the beginning of this year? It seemed like they were zeroing in last year on what they want to do offensively more in the first half, and then they would put it together and then come out with a win. Don't forget, have a Labatt Blue light. I'm a Buckeye fan, not.
So didn't they? It was two years ago when they were terrible in the first half.
Yeah, they were second half.
And last year they were pretty good in the first half.
Other way around last year.
Yeah, I think with Trace McSorley and with that offensive line, they should be good right away in the first half. And they need to be. They need to get leads on people because I think they're going to be better against the pass than the run defensively. And that way you can also wear people down. So I think they should get off to fast starts.
Ricky Ronnie.
Have we ever had it where I don't even give anybody the tailgate thing?
We're getting close.
None of them are worthy of it.
We're getting close at the 4-minute mark.
I might vote none of the above. Let's go. Come on.
I'm asking more questions.
One.
King Ross, this comes from Steve in Chicago, Illinois. With the new redshirt rule, do you think some teams will develop trick plays using talented freshmen that may not be ready for full playing time, but surprise defenses with those plays in close games? Everyone keep up the great work. I love the show.
Maybe a little bit. Next question.
Okay, next question. Ross, I got it right here. Got it.
You should shuffle the papers more because that sounds good on the radio, on the podcast.
Hi, Ross. This comes from Lee in Annandale, Virginia. I'm trying to maintain my professionalism. Which college and professional stadiums are your favorite to broadcast a game from, and how much does the quality of the food available and the quality of the beverage impact your choice?
Ding, ding, ding. At least to this point, we have a winner.
I was saving it.
So there's really three different categories, right? So there's the stadium itself, there's the press box food, and then there's the vantage point for calling the game, right?
Okay.
So I would say the best combo of all three of those is Green Bay and Lambeau because it's the coolest stadium, it's the best food, and the vantage point is pretty darn good. It's amazing. Like their pregame is always awesome. Omelet station, they have brats throughout. They have all kinds of different entrees and the best salad bar in the NFL. I mean, it's really impressive. They have Coke Zero on tap, which I appreciate. I need that. The one issue there is they only have Heinz yellow mustard. Like, what are you talking about? We're in Wisconsin where the Mustard Museum is, and that's all they have. Penn State is an awesome stadium. I think the food's pretty good. I like the food. I only have ever called one game there. I'll do the Wisconsin game there this year too. The vantage point is okay, but it's like you have to look through these like weird little windows. Have you ever been there, Bob? Like in the radio booth?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's too small.
It's like I don't know what they were thinking when they designed it. But there's like these little windows that you have to like a lot of different little tiny windows. That's what you have to look through. The one game I called there, by the way, was their win over Ohio State 2 years ago. So Penn State should probably try to find a way to get me to call as many games as possible. Get Derek Williams off the sideline or tell Jack Hamm to beat it. Put me in. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Those guys are Penn State legends, and they do a very good job. And I will be listening to them on Saturday. But, yeah, I would say Packers for sure. Eagles is pretty good. Baltimore Ravens, great vantage point, great food. For college, I do a lot of Ivy League games, and some of those press box foods are rough. The vantage point can be rough. Sometimes there's no elevator, a lot of walking up steps, which is not what I'm looking for at this age, at this size. So, yeah, that's a good question, though. We at least have one now.
I got one more for you. If you could, this comes from Jonathan in Aventura, Florida. If you could have played and or be a fan of a Penn State era, which time period would you choose to be in?
My true freshman year would have been 82, and I would have graduated in 87. So I would have won the national championship in 82, 83 and 84. I would have redshirted and won the national championship in 82 with my dudes, Kenny Jackson, Todd Blackledge.
Warner.
Kurt Warner. 83, 84, I'm on the team. And then I start in my fourth year, 85 and 86. 85, if I started, we probably would have beat Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, because I would have known that they were going to throw that one pass from Jamel Holloway to Keith Jackson. And then 86, like, I'm just telling you guys, if I was on Penn State's 86 team that
Jerome Brown was on the Miami team, I think, right?
I would wear a t-shirt every day that said I was on that Penn State team that beat Miami in the national championship.
You could have blocked Jerome Brown too.
That was another really good question. Bob, you pick out of the last two, which one?
Because I know food is near and dear to your heart. I think it's the next to last one.
Okay. Win. All right. The press box one.
Although the last one was good.
We finished strong there. Yeah, we don't want to send it to Florida anyway. It's probably really expensive.
Lee and Annandale, Virginia. 409tailgateclub.com gift box is coming your way for the best question of the week. Stick around. Penn State, Appalachian State breakdown and predictions coming up in quarter number four. We'll be right back.
Summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.